This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The man described as a good Samaritan in Monday's shooting in downtown Arvada was then killed by police. Arvada officials confirmed that late this afternoon. The good Samaritan, Johnny Hurley, intervened after the suspect killed a police officer. Arvada Police Chief Link Straits shared the details in a video.
What happened next is equally tragic. A responding Arvada officer encountered Mr. Hurley, who was holding a rifle, and our officer shot him. Our police department and community's view of Mr. Hurley and his actions are heroic.
An independent investigation is ongoing. Rain has slowed the muddy slide fire near Steamboat Springs. The high-altitude blaze has burned more than 6 square miles. More cool weather and moisture is expected to help fire crews, but fire officials say it could quickly pick up again. The Steamboat pilot reports the blaze destroyed a handful of mobile homes. The county sheriff is waiting to survey the area before confirming any property loss. The U.S. House has voted to invalidate rules from the Trump administration and instead reinstate stricter methane emissions controls. Denver Representative Diana DeGette sponsored the legislation in the chamber. The Trump rules eased restrictions on oil and natural gas companies on how much methane they could release. DeGette says going back to the original policy is key to protecting the health of the climate and Americans.
These emissions don't just harm our planet. When methane is released from oil and gas sites, it's often accompanied by other pollutants that are known to cause additional harm to people's health.
The bill now heads to President Joe Biden's desk for his signature. This is CPR News, and you're also listening to All Things Considered. The southern Colorado town of Trinidad has long been at the mercy of the boom and bust economics of the mining industry, but now a new crop of Denver artists and entrepreneurs are trying to broaden its appeal.
I'm not stuck in traffic. I'm paying one half of what I was paying for my house here, and I'm not renting it. I own it.
What's going on in downtown Trinidad? Let's find out in 10 minutes. And after that, it's the question everyone has a stance on. Are aliens real? The U.S. government says no, but maybe, but I don't know. That's at 5:50. Stay tuned.